Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny. And guess what, everyone? Guess what? We have a brand new daily conversation. And this time with Pete.
Hey, yo.
Hello, Mr. Pete. What's going on, man?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Good. I'm recording. I'm recording a conversation. All right. Yeah. Daily conversations. There you go.
Daily conversation.
Yes. I know. Look at that. You hear that sound? That's Pete. So, Pete, I know it's rare to have you here because you're always working during the day.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently, Microsoft is doing a little, they're getting ready to push the envelope now with their Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live. They're apparently going to be bundling them. My problem is I don't really see a savings as a consumer. Right.
Wait.
Think about it.
Okay. I want to hear it. Go for it.
Okay. Hear me out here. Right. They're saying $15 a month. Right. $14.99. You get Xbox Live and you get Game Pass. Right.
Yes.
If you break down the price for Xbox Live, $60 a month or $60 a year, that's $5 a month. Break down the Game Pass, it comes out to about $10 a month. It's still $15 a month. Where's the savings? If you're bundling it, shouldn't there be some kind of incentive for the buyer?
But I mean, if you're paying $10 a month for Game Pass, though,
yeah,
right?
And you're paying $5, and when you break down the price for Xbox Live, it's $5 a month because 60 divided by 12 is 5, so it's $15 a month. If you're going to be bundling it, isn't there typically a savings? Like, hell, cut me $2 or $3 savings just for doing the bundle. Because think about it, does everyone who uses Xbox Live want or have Game Pass and vice versa? I mean, granted, you need Xbox Live to use Game Pass, so it's kind of like a no-brainer. But some people may not want to be, and I'm sure that it's probably the more silent minority on that. But I mean, I've got Xbox Live. I don't use Game Pass.
It says that, okay, so I'm reading The Verge right now. It says a combination of Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live subscriptions into a single monthly charge means Xbox owners will save around $5 per month compared to the $19.98 monthly subscription price for an existing combination of the two. It's not a lot, but it's something.
No, but that's if you break down and do the pricing based on, okay, if you wanted a 30-day monthly pass for Xbox Live, it's like, what, like $20? If you do it like that, that's where you find that $5 savings. But if you're just doing a $20, you know, apples-to-apples comparison, it's $15 at the end of the day. And think about it. You can find it for much cheaper if you keep it separate. I mean, I want to say it's like $30 or something like that, just like a month or two ago, to get 6 months of it. You know, so if you shop around, you'll find it. You don't have to pay the full 60. I can't remember the last time I paid full price for a solid 1 year, Xbox Live, subscription. You know, you usually find them on Amazon or one of those other sites for, you know, $40 and stuff like that. So like, I like where they're going. I like the offerings. I like the opportunity. I would still hope that they would keep them separate.
No, I disagree. I think it's better to have everything into one. Because the thing is, there's a lot of people, Pete, that has Xbox. They don't even know what Game Pass is. Now, if you have everything into one, it's a lot easier for those that don't read and go to YouTube. They will learn more about not only Xbox Live, but now they're going to know about the Game Pass subscription and how many games in there.
What if they don't use it? They're not going to go online.
How are they going to play online? They're not going to go online if they don't use it. But compare, I mean, think
they're
about
not,
it.
If they're not going to use it, if they don't care, like let's say you've got a user, let's say you've got little Johnny in, and hi, little Johnny, we're bringing you back in. let's say you've got little Johnny in, you know, in the boondocks, in the mountains, who's got limited internet.
Yeah.
Game Pass doesn't really apply to him because they've got limited internet. They may have caps on their date, on their download. They may not have the speeds necessary for it. They may not get the benefit of being, or the added value of downloading these Game Pass games. So why would little Johnny want that? What if all he has is, you know, his disc that he gets from GameStop or Best Buy or a brick and mortar store, because he's got limited internet, so he can't afford to do the downloads. You've got, you know, people in rural areas who don't benefit from the better infrastructure in a city environment or an urban environment. You don't get, you know, why would you want that?
All right.
And maybe, and it's easier for them. Not to say that Xbox Game Pass is not a good idea. It's a great idea. I love it. And we've all talked about it, how it's really good, but we don't have the overall infrastructure and even enough infrastructure for the entire country. And obviously, or we're speaking of the U.S. only. We don't have the infrastructure in place to, you know, where everybody is on even footing at that point.
All right.
And that's why I would rather prefer that Microsoft keep these as a separate option for those that don't want to have Game Pass. You know what I mean?
I think
the bundle option as users, you know, for people like you who benefit from it, but for little Johnny in a rural area who doesn't have, you know, the infrastructure in place at home for a great internet to get all of these, but just wants the multiplayer so he could play Call of Duty or, you know, play Apex with his friends because it's a free game. That's less of a cost, right? Think about it. You know, they've got lower internet. It makes sense for little Johnny, but give the option to the consumer.
I think there's a reason why they're doing this.
Oh no, and don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has other tiers that they're working on. They just haven't spoken about it.
And they did.
I have a really good feeling about it.
Yeah,
that.
Look, E3 is coming up. They could have easily announced this at E3, right? They could have done that if they wanted to, the company, right? But I think there's a major reason why they're doing this, man. You see, a couple episodes ago, you could go back and listen to it. I was talking with Paris, in a conversation also. And we were talking about, this is right after announcement of Google Stadia. We're like, you know, that's going to be free, maybe, you know. The service is gonna, the streaming part is going to be free. It's most likely you have to pay for the subscription to get in that service. That's what I think, because why would you buy a game and then you also have to pay the stream to play? Like, it just doesn't make no sense. I think the reason why Microsoft made this announcement now is because when they announce their streaming service, that is going to be also part of that bundle. All together,
well,
all.
Think about it.
So you're basically paying $0 for that. What you're paying is Xbox Live and Game Pass for any other device.
Aside from Stadia, you've got services like Shadow. Shadow PC is something that we, you know, I had done my impressions on a couple of months ago. Shadow PC is basically you log into a remote PC in the cloud, and you download and play your PC games through that interface. You just have to do, you know, a web call to that RDP session. The latency is pretty low. In fact, Digital Foundry, I think, did a comparison vid and showed that the latency in Shadow was better than the latency that you experienced when playing through the Stadia devices.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're starting to finally see cloud computing and cloud gaming as a viable option, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time, but we're starting, it's, you know, that the gap is starting to close now for multiplayer, but for single player experiences, streaming as a service, you know, you're streaming your games as a service is not a bad idea. You know what I mean?
Now,
but as you start to see all of these, you know, separate services, whether it be from Shadow or Google Stadia or, you know, Microsoft's, you know, the Xtreme or whatever, X Cloud. As you start to see all of these services start to pop up and actually perform and do what we thought was going to be with Gaikai and Ouya and all those other offerings from the past that just they were, I don't say they were bad. I think they were just too early for their time. They were too, you know, they were too bleeding edge, like on live and stuff like that. Now that we're starting to see advances in tech, we're starting to see advances in network infrastructure across the board. Again, the United States still isn't there, but as we're seeing this improvement across the board, you're going to start seeing a lot of these services that actually do the job better start to pop up. So, yes, Google made their announcement. They had their big thing. Here comes Microsoft showcasing theirs. I shudder to think if Sony tries to jump into this, because I don't think they've got the infrastructure in place.
No, they're not gonna do it, man.
I mean, granted, they have Gaikai, and PS Now, and it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But at the end of the day, you're still downloading it right to your local machine. You're not actually streaming it through the internet.
Let me continue what I was gonna say, because you started talking about something else, but I think that this $14.99 is not only for the console, it's going to be for everything, for PC, for mobile, maybe Nintendo Switch, Apple TV, Samsung TV, all that, the smart TVs. You're going to pay $14.99 and you're going to be allowed to play Xbox Game Pass and also Xbox Live using the service and the streaming part too. That is going to be part of the streaming. So where Microsoft is going to say, announced at the press conference at E3, is that this is going to be part of the service for $14.99. Now, if they announce that, Pete, you still think it's a bad price? I think that's the reason why they have it for $14.99.
The only part I have a problem with.
Uh-huh.
And I apologize if I'm coming across as Mr. Negative here, but I just want to understand yours, and then I want to counter it with my option, right?
Okay.
It makes sense for console. It totally makes sense for console, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm on PC, I don't pay for an Xbox Live service if I'm playing with other players, right? I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on PC. Why would I want to pay that extra charge in order to play on PC, right?
Is,
say for the bundle, and it, that's and
it's
that's
not it's not
for,
forget about Xbox Live though, Pete. It's not Xbox. It's beyond that. What I'm talking about is the whole service, xCloud, Game Pass, and Xbox Live. Because honestly, if you actually think about it, xCloud, if this is going to be $14.99, that is going to be completely free, just part of that service. So you could play, if you have that account, that service, you could use that account on any other device. It's not you're going to pay every single time. Plus, here's a big, big plus. You don't need a console. You don't need to buy an Xbox One console or the next gen console when it comes out next year. You just pay $14.99 and you're good. You're part of the service. How's that a bad thing? Because remember, when you're playing, you're using the controller, the Xbox controller that's Bluetooth. That's all you're going to be doing.
As the PC advocate, I don't see why I would have to pay for that if I'm already connected to the Xbox service on PC and I don't have a paywall in front of me.
Again, you're thinking, Pete, about Xbox Live. I'm not talking. Forget about Xbox Live, Pete. 100 games every month, and xCloud. Let's talk about those two. That is also part of the service. Technically, it's not officially.
XCloud. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Let me say. That's where my question is about xCloud. If I'm on PC, why do I need to connect to an xCloud device to stream the game? Right.
Hmm. Again, you could play. Pete, you could play all those games. All right. Let's say is the Xbox next gen that comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to play those games. You could stream it. That's optional. Or you could download it. But being part of that service, you still have the option to stream or have the option to be part of Game Pass? Because right now, technically, Pete, you have Game Pass right now. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, I have Game Pass now.
Once it runs out, but once it runs out,
thank you, Microsoft, for the free code. By the
way. But the free code. But once it runs out, once it runs out, and then you find out, oh man, there's more games like in the future that's going to be available there in Game Pass. For example, Gears of War. Are you going to buy it, or are you going to be part of the service?
I don't know.
At least you have that option, Pete. All those day one games.
But the option is always there. The option is always there if I want to go out and throw $60 at a brick and mortar store, or if I want to download it from the Windows, you know, Xbox Live store, or if, you know, if Microsoft is gracious enough to offer me a code, you know, I won't tell them no. I like the options that are out there.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've all you know expounded on how Game Pass offers you the opportunity to try before you buy, you know, and I think that is great. I just don't know. I just want to see more on the connectivity options. Yes, it's great. I could be able to pull up my Surface, which is not powerful enough to be able to install these games and play them, and I can play them, you know, whether I'm at a hotel or if I go over and I visit you, or I visit, you know, whomever's house. I want to pop in and ignore people. I can sit there and start playing the game on that. Or
that's Bluetooth, you know, right? The Surface, because is Surface Bluetooth?
Surface is a laptop. It's basically a laptop, so okay. I would connect via Wi-Fi. Connect via.
I know there's also a tablet too version. So I don't know. I've never used a Surface, so that's what I'm asking. If it's like Bluetooth,
Surface is basically a tablet laptop.
Right? Okay.
It runs Windows. It runs Windows 10, just like a desktop.
Hmm.
So that would be the device that I play it on. I wouldn't play it on my iPod or my iPad. I wouldn't play it on my iPhone. I would do it on my Surface.
Okay.
It has more power on there. But again, we'll see. I want to see how it delivers the service. Is it going to be truly browser based, or is it something where I'm going to have to install an application?
I think it's an app. There's no way. Because see, the browser, that's Google. Google's doing that stuff with Stadia because. That's what I did with Assassin's Creed.
And that's Stadia, but you know, Microsoft has their own browser. It's, you know, Edge or whatever. No longer Internet Explorer. I want to see the delivery model first. I want to see how they're going to do it. Is it going to be an app that I have to install on my computer in order to access xCloud? Is it going to be fully browser-based? I think fully browser-based opens the door for more users, and I think by doing it like that, it's a little bit easier. People are a little bit hesitant when you're asked to install applications, at least from my perspective,
right? Yeah,
and I'm not trying to get back into the whole launcher conversation.
We move on.
I want to see the delivery model. But going back onto the thing, those are my questions. You know, how are they going to integrate those things into xCloud? Is it going to be what, like a 30? And I'm guessing here. I'm figuring $15 a month for the bundle, maybe $20 a month for xCloud as a service itself. So you're looking at minimum of $30 a month for a streaming service. Plus, you get the catalog access of first and third party games.
I think it's not going to be like that, but that's just me. I think this is part of the service, $14.99 for everything. Right now,
you get xCloud and xCloud?
Yes, because right now, we only know about Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live. Because the thing that I've been telling not only you, Pete, but also Paris, is that make it easier. Turn everything into one. Originally, Paris, I think, said this a couple of years ago. Oh, imagine an Xbox Platinum, Xbox Live Platinum, and you get this and that and this, right? But now they're doing this. Microsoft announced this, $14.99 for Xbox Live and Game Pass, right? But I think at E3 they're gonna say this is also part of the service of the $14.99 service, and the crowd's gonna go crazy. Because if they would have said, "Oh, this also you have to pay a separate thing for the streaming," I don't know. I'll be unhappy if they do that. But the way how Google is doing, which also the streaming is going to be free. This is all theory. It's not like officially announced. But the streaming service is going to be free. but the service that you have to like to get the games right, and everything,
subscription.
You have to pay
for that subscription service. I don't know if $15 per person is enough to subsidize the cost of the streaming service slash platform and everything else. I just don't think that $15 a month is... I'm just saying from a business perspective, if I'm Satya Nadella and my team comes up and says, look, we're not going to charge people for access to xCloud. It's just going to be $15 a month. You get Game Pass, you get access to Xbox Live, and you get the streaming service and everything included.
Look,
I have difficulty.
I get it.
I have difficulty in thinking that they say.
I get it.
Hey, who knows? It maybe if they are truly all in, that would be a crazy Danny's Secrets conspiracy theory.
Yes,
and if
yes.
It goes live. Hey, more power to you.
Microsoft. Microsoft is going to drop the mic. They're going to drop the mic at E3 by making this move. And not only that. Not only that. What PlayStation is going to do now? Because they have to now reduce the price for PlayStation Now and PSN. Now they're PlayStation Plus. Now they really, really have to lower the price.
I don't know if they do because... I don't know. I just see this. Microsoft needs to do anything and everything it has to do right now to try to promote Microsoft. They don't have, you know, we all know, and we've already talked about, you know, the lack of catalog and basically are living off of Xbox Live, which is, you know, the preeminent service right now for consoles, for console access, right? It's night and day better than what Nintendo is offering, and it's sizably better than PlayStation experience, but I don't know. I have difficulty. The business person in me has difficulty seeing Microsoft saying, you know, we're not going to charge you for xCloud. Just pay $15 a month and you have everything. If they do, it's a bold play, and Sony will definitely have an uphill battle trying to battle that.
And you'll give me props.
We know they've... Oh, no. I'm even contemplating right now going and designing a shirt that says Danny's Secrets. And if they announce it at E3, I'll walk out wearing it.
Yo, look, man. You know why, Pete? Having a conversation with Paris a couple weeks ago, we were saying, well, actually, it was him, more him, the Xbox Live is going to be free by E3. And the reason why Paris said that is because Google already changed the whole game now. Now this is a very competitive company now that's gonna now not only compete with Microsoft but also PlayStation, right? They also gonna have a streaming service. So the pressure is on. Microsoft have to make some major changes to get everybody to their service, not only Xbox Live, Game Pass, but also xCloud. If they really want to compete against Google Stadia. And this is the only way. By the company, by them announcing that this is also part of the $14.99 service. I think if that happens, man, it will be a mic drop. Mic drop at E3. And it makes sense. It's because of Google, Pete. Because of Google.
Oh, no, for sure. It makes sense. It does. And if you try to ignore it, I don't think Microsoft, I don't think Sony or Nintendo has a dog in that fight.
Google is making a lot of moves. I think this is the reason why Microsoft announced this, but then drop the big mic drop at E3. That's my theory. This is why Danny's Secrets is going to succeed.
Oh, no. I don't think they'll do the full... I don't know. I don't think they'll... I still find it difficult to believe that $15 a month will get you everything. If they do it, if they do offer something, maybe an extra $5 or $10, but I'm having difficulty believing that $15 will be enough to subsidize everything. If they do, again, kudos to Microsoft for changing the game, right? It's a... I don't know if this will be a sound fiscal move, but it'll be a great community builder, and will definitely start steering eyeballs over to their brand, especially those that are sitting on, you know, potential boxes of cash waiting for the next Xbox. Right? Mm-hmm. They may be stuck in that. Okay, do I go to the next? If you're a Sony PlayStation owner, right? Mm-hmm. If you're on a PlayStation 4, you haven't gotten the Pro. And it's coming up on the lifetime, you know, the end of life for your PlayStation, and Microsoft drops that $15 a month. It comes out to what, $180 a year?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where the penny pincher in me starts to come out. That's $180 a year. After 2 years, it's what, $360 that you've thrown at this service. I think by mm-hmm. year three is when you start to see you start hitting that return on investment, where you start hitting the negative.
Would
you see this as a viable option for everybody, yourself included, 3-4 years from now? Like, do you see yourself still doing the $15 a month if that does end up happening? This is just to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
If they do offer this $15 a month promotion, do you think it'll be a lifetime promotion or something that will only be?
No, this is lifetime.
First year.
This is lifetime.
After.
This is lifetime. This is like an official. Like, this is what's gonna happen. We're gonna combine all the services into one. And honestly, yes, I see myself buying this because I pay for Xbox Live. So might as well just pay for the whole thing. There, right now, they have the monthly price. Of course, the company, you know, Microsoft probably going to announce prices for 3 months, for the whole year, maybe family plans also. I can see that happening, man. This is what I see, man. Danny Secrets, are you ready for this, Pete? You ready for this? Danny Secrets? Here goes. I see not only all that's going to be in together to one service, which is $14.99, but I also see Microsoft saying, and the beta is available now for xCloud on stage.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's not as crazy as your $15 theory.
No, it's not crazy, but once they announce all that stuff, they'll say that it's available
That's
now.
The mic drop, that it's available right now.
Yes.
Sign up here at, you know, cloud.xbox.com
mm-hmm.
to get into that. I wouldn't be surprised. And those of you in attendance, the first year is on us. Boom.
And what I think is going to happen too is they will also say that with xCloud, you will play next-gen games without having the next-gen console. Because I think this E3 is going to be all about that. All about the streaming service. A little bit about the next console. Yeah, of course. But they're going to go all out with the streaming service, man. All out. And one theory that Paris said that he thinks is going to happen, he mentioned this on the podcast a couple episodes ago. He said, and you tell me if you agree with this, Pete. He said, when we go to E3 and we're inside Microsoft's booth or the theater where they're going to have everything there, right? Everything is xCloud. We're playing it. We'll see the phones. We see the console version. Everything. Everything available there for demos.
I don't. I mean, that's something that they would have to negotiate with the LA Convention Center.
No. They're not gonna be in the LA Convention Center, Pete. They're gonna be in the same place the last year.
I get it, but regardless, they're gonna have to negotiate some pricing for network connectivity.
No, Pete. They're gonna do that separate. That's a separate thing for them. They could do that on their own. They don't need the LA Convention Center. They're far away from that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Take a step back, Danny. but chill down. I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to fight you on this. I'm just saying that in order to support as many devices that are going to be hitting that, that's a lot of network bandwidth. I'm just saying that that's a big cost to make everything xCloud. That would be cool. It might make more sense for them because remember, they want to be able to control that delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that they would put some form of, I don't know how they would do that. That would be a feat of technological marvel right there.
They have the funds. They have the funds, and this is their theater. And what I heard, I think this was announced during the last Inside Xbox. That whole LA Live is now going to be called Xbox something. It's like an Xbox spot now. So we're going to see it for the first time when we get there at E3. I'm telling you, man, I know you're thinking about business, but I'm thinking they're going to go crazy with this.
I don't know.
All right. All right.
I don't know.
Paris, if you're listening to this, let me know.
Paris, most definitely, as he's listening to this, if he's driving, he has literally just gone off the highway.
Yes.
He's gone through four of the guardrails, and he's right now upside down in a ditch, yelling and cursing your name.
That's his theory. I support Paris' theory. I see Microsoft doing this. Have all the demos as part of xCloud when we're there at their arena, whatever that theater thing that they have.
I'm not going to sip the Kool-Aid. I'm going to disagree.
You disagree? All right, Paris. So Paris, you argue with Pete. I believe in your theory. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I see it. You know. I see it. All right, Pete. Anything else, Pete? Before we wrap it up, anything else?
No, I think I'm going to have to just to protect myself. I think I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to design a Danny Secret shirt and not put it out for sale. Just buy it and then just bring it in a bag for E3 now.
I guess we're going to E3 then, right? Yeah.
We're going to E3 then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. What we got to do, Pete? Somebody got to design the shirt so we can have it at the store. People could buy it and wear it.
There you go. Let's start up a contest. Let's see some designs. DM them to us on Twitter.
Or email. Fan mail at gamertagger.com.
Fan mail.
Yes.
Or send it or if you're in the Discord server, discord.gg/GTR, come and hang out and hit us up.
Yes.
Some of your design theories for a Danny Secrets shirt.
Yes.
And I don't want to wear it. I want you to be wrong just because I don't want you to be right.
Look, man. I predicted Battletoads. I predicted Cuphead and future games coming to the Switch. I still stick with Xbox Game Pass and xCloud also going to be there. It's coming.
Your Force Hughes theory is still out the window, so don't even go. Don't even bother with that
one. Hey, Pete. It's almost there, though. It's almost there. I know you're sweating a little bit.
I know, Danny. Let you dream, but it's not
going to
happen.
It's going to happen. So we're going to be out here, man. Thank you for listening, everyone. Daily Conversations.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We're out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.